Okay, so what's going on, everybody? My name is Peter Joseph Kuhn, and I'll be your foreign host today for the Morning English Podcast.
Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. 大家好，我是卡拉，欢迎收听今天的早安英文。那我们今天要来聊一个什么话题呢？
So, we're going to be talking about double word phrases, also known as reduplications.
Reduplications, 就是叫叠词啊，中文叫叠词 phrases like no-no 或者 win-win.
Yep,
听起来非常的可爱啊。
Right. Mm-hmm.
想要获取这个文字笔记的朋友们呢，大家只要到微信搜索早安英文，回复笔记两个字就可以了，非常简单。
So, the first one that I can think of is called a no-no. You would say this as something you shouldn't do. Like, for example, talking on the phone at the movie theater is a big no-no. Or, in America, chewing with your mouth open is a no-no. So, you would say something is a no-no and use it at the end of the sentence.
So, no-no, 它就是一个 noun, 是吧? Used as a noun.
Mm.
然后,是不是一定要中间要有一个 hyphen?
Yes, absolutely.
然后中间要加一个连字符，那这个是，因为它听起来这么可爱，所以 you really only say it to kids?
No, that's not necessarily true.
也不一定啊，所以成年人之间也是可以用的，是吧？
Sure.
所以 no-no 呢，就是一个禁忌，一个不能做的事情。比如说刚刚举例子就说，在看电影的时候打电话 is a big no-no.、
Mm-hmm.
或者说呢 chewing with your mouth open, 就是张开嘴嚼东西呢 is a no-no,、
mm-hmm.
就是一个不能做的事情。
Right. However, we do not say a yes, yes. So there's no such thing as a yes, yes, but only a no, no.
对，因为 no, no 听起来就很顺口 ,yes, yes 就好奇怪了。
Mm.
所以大家不要讲 yes, yes 啊。
Another phrase is called a win-win situation. Now, a win-win situation is a situation where both parties or all parties involved gains a benefit. So, for example,The negotiation that the lawyer brokered was a win-win situation for everyone. Or, buying a used second-hand car can be a win-win situation. You know, like the buyer gets a good price and the dealer sells a car. So, everybody wins. Win-win、mm. situation.
所以 win-win, 它其实就是那种 mutual benefit,、
exactly.
是吧、啊、就是双方都能从中获益。所以就是双赢的意思。
Mm.
比如说刚刚讲说你买一台二手车这就是一个双赢的事情。因为对方也能是吧也能卖掉这台车获得钱然后呢你也能够以一个更好的价格买到一辆新车、买到一辆二手车了。好然后呢我们刚刚讲了通常出现的一个这个短语、啊、叫做 a win-win situation,、
mm.
就是一个双赢的这么一个情况。
Yeah, there's a lot of many win-win situations out there.、
Mm.
Another phrase is called chop-chop. So, this phrase is used to tell someone to hurry up. For example, if my girlfriend is taking way too long to get ready before we go to dinner, I could tell her, hey, chop-chop, we're going to be late for our reservation.
I bet you say it all the time.
I do.
chop chop 就是 hurry, 就是快点快点快点、
mm-hmm.
听起来应该能感受到那种着急的情绪啊。所以呢比如说你女朋友化妆化了很久你就可以讲说快点快点 We're going to be late for our reservation, 就是我们这个预定的时间啊要迟到了。
Mm. Another phrase is called hush hush, and this means to keep something a secret or low key. So, for example,We should keep this business transaction hush-hush because the government doesn't need to find out. Otherwise, they might come after us.
真的假的？
真的。
好 ,hush-hush 呢就是不要说出去就是有点像嘘别讲别讲出去、mm-hmm. 是一个 secret.、
Mm-hmm.
所以 hush-hush 就是嘘不要说出去保持低调。
Yeah, keep things hush-hush.、
Mm.
The last phrase I want to mention is called 50-50. And this means something is half and half or split evenly. For example,Let's call it even and split the profit 50-50. You take half and I take half.
所以50-50呢就是平分。通常呢我们用在 pay the bill 的时候付账单呢、mm. 我们就说50-50就是平分这个账单。那我们如果单独讲 let's go 50-50 和、
mm-hmm.
let's split the bill,、mm-hmm. 有没有什么不一样
Nope, it's the same. 完全一样。Split the bill, 50-50.
都是一个意思。
对。Okay, so those are five good common reduplication word phrases, or otherwise known as like double word phrases. So let's recap. We got hush hush.
就是保持低调。
50-50.
平分账单。
A win-win.
双赢。
A no-no.
禁忌。
and chop chop.
快点快点快点。
Yep.
快点快点好了好了。那当然大家如果说想要获得更多的详情啊，包括我们在节目里面提到所有的关键词和例句啊，别忘了到微信搜索早安英文回复笔记就可以了啊。那希望呢今天大家都喜欢我们这一期节目。最后我是卡拉。
All right, I'm Peter.
我们下期节目再见，拜拜。
See you guys.